Alma thought, tell me, what are you afraid of? Tell me the darkest nightmare that shatters your sleep and leaves you shaking in fear, wild-eyed, sheets clinging to your sweat-slick skin. Or maybe you'd rather share your dreams. The end result will be the same. I have always had this sense. If someone opens their heart and shares their dreams, I can see their shadows, the negatives of the bright colors, the secret fears of their souls.
Another one? Junior Detective Violet Turner looked over at the approaching man. Mark Decleor was balding and tall, with a paunch that strained the buttons of his blue shirt. 15 years ago, when Nashville serial killer Reuben Castell had finally been stopped, it was Mark who'd caught him.
Always. This is the sort of shit we signed up for. Don't tell me you thought nothing bad happened outside of Tennessee.
Mark threw her a dirty look and sighed down at the body the tech team was swarming over. He watched them a moment and could almost see the wings sprouting from their backs as they moved around the body like giant flies in Navy forensic overalls.
Oh, God, Mark thought. I've been doing this for too long.
He shook the disturbing image out of his head and turned back to the most promising of his junior detectives.
Quit whining and give me the lowdown. That's all you rookies are good for, isn't it?
Violet stifled a chuckle, ignoring the insult. She had been ecstatic to learn that the legend who was the man in front of her was to be her supervisor, and she was proud of the relationship they'd built. She felt her light mood burst as she looked down at her notes.
The victim was Ellis Cadine, 43-year-old male, father of three, married to one Heather Cadine. They live in Dunbar. No clues yet as to why he was here.
She glanced around the cordoned-off area of Bradford Hollow before looking back to Mark. So far, all checks have come back negative. This guy had never even gotten a parking ticket. Mark shook his head.
Anything yet on cause of death?
Preliminary findings suggest suffocation, Violet said, looking past the body and into the hole beyond.
You mean he was buried alive?
Seems that way. The autopsy will confirm.
I watched them order the scene cleared, the body covered and removed. Mark Decleor has been finding my kills for nearly 2 decades. First in Nashville, now here in Marmé. But he never sees the patterns, never links them together.
Idiot.
I wonder if his new junior detective will be any different, or if she'll get his seal of approval on her papers and then disappear to a big city like all the others. I shake my head as she tucks her notes away, asking no questions, making no comments. How little they seem to appreciate the artistry of my work. Ellis Cadine. He had been a lot of fun to lure in, even though his particular fear was so mundane. Buried alive. How boring. I had hoped someone would comment on the sand I chose to use. The bigger gravel was full of it. Millions of fine grains, soft and dusty. It would have tickled his throat and made him cough for hours before finally killing him. Each breath would have hurt more than the last, in a slow but unstoppable progression. They don't see that. They don't see the perfect agony on his face. The melodic cry that was crushed and silenced by the weighty earth poured over him. The earnest desperation marked in blood along his shredded hands and broken nails. It is beautiful.
Alma, there you are. Sorry that took so long. I really wish they'd let me stay in the lab. Are you ready to go?
I take one last look at the sight of my latest work of art and then smile at Karina as she returns to me, tucking her police ID away.
All set,
I say, my voice untouched by my thoughts.